This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey guys, it's Garcelle Beauvais and welcome to my podcast, Going to Bed with Garcelle. Grab a cocktail and get ready for some grown and sexy conversations with me and some of my closest friends. We're talking sex, life, relationships, did I say sex, and everything in between. Tonight, I'm going to bed with one of the most iconic Real Housewives of New York. She is smart. She is funny. She is bold. She has a new book out called Make It Nice. Please welcome Dorinda Medley. The other person I'm going to bed with is an incredible writer who's in the middle of writing not one, but two books. And she's also my bestie. Please welcome Nicole Smith.
Hi. You must be very antisocial because writing is very isolating, right?
Right.
That and extremely talkative. So I'm good.
Ladies, what is your drink of choice tonight?
Well, my drink of choice is Bluestone Manor Bourbon.
Cab.
Ladies, first of all, you know, we're all living in a world of COVID. So apparently, if a man gets COVID-19, there's a lasting erectile dysfunction. So if your man had COVID, would that worry you? Or would it be like, thank God he can't do it anymore?
Well, I would just be happy to have a man.
I'm with you, Dorinda. I'm with you.
Dysfunction or not, I would even take a man with COVID at this point.
No.
It says on my league profile, it says, you know, ambulatory. That's where we're starting.
Heartbeat. Oh, my God. I want to know, why are you single, Dorinda? You're fabulous.
Oh, you know, it's hard. I think, you know, it's as much of the situation as it is about the person. You know, I've been married, divorced, married, widowed. I've ticked all the boxes on that one. Yeah. And I just think, you know, it's very difficult to find someone that fits in my life. You know, I was always good at fitting in other people's lives, right?
Yeah.
Now I think it's hard to have people fit in my life. And I'll be honest with you, Garcelle, I really enjoy freedom. I said to my mother the other day, if I have any gift right now, any gift, the best gift I could have my daughter have is freedom. My God.
Amen.
Come and go as you please. Do not have to answer to anybody. To eat, if you want to eat. Like the other night, I had 7 Twizzlers for dinner. I'm like, that's okay.
I love Twizzlers. I had 4 last night. And I'm single too. Maybe that's our problem. I absolutely love what you said because that's what I go back and forth with. I want someone to fit in my life and that person truly has to fit in my life. I lead a big life and, you know, it's important that they're okay with everything that I do. But I also love the freedom of not having to answer to anybody, doing what I want. And there's beautiful things in that. So I go back and forth.
I kind of was dating someone and we got to that third or fourth date where it starts to get awkward, you know, not awkward, but you have to start moving it forward. You know, you got to like, you know, show a breast, we got to start from that road again. Okay. You show an ankle, then you show.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh God, you know, I was barely going to take off my mask. Never mind. Take off my thong. You know, I'm like.
I recently connected with an ex. And we woke up in the morning and he was about to go down on me. And I thought, oh God, I just want a Starbucks. That's all I wanted. You just listed on Airbnb. Are people going to have sex in your house? Are you okay with that?
No. That's one of the requirements. They can't have sex in my house. It's written in stone. So you can't use like all the main, you know, all like.
Oh, perfect.
Room. So it's perfect. All very curated. And listen, I'm sure people have had a lot of sex in my guest bedroom, so we're past that now.
We're past that. Nicole, you're married, so I don't want to just talk badly about people who are together or have a relationship. So tell us what's so great about being in a relationship.
Listen, I co-sign on all the things you're saying. I just don't live that life. I mean, I love my freedom. Why do you think I love going shopping by myself? It's my escape.
Right.
It's you know, I mean, it's one thing to say that I want to be with somebody. And then when you actually have to be with that person, especially during COVID 24/7, and you're looking over at each other and you're like, you again, don't you have somewhere to go? And realize, shit, you have nowhere to fucking go. It's hard. So, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with enjoying your freedom and loving your freedom. I think as you get older, you really learn to appreciate you more and more. So,
yes.
I mean, I, you know, Richard was such a good fit for me because he really got me. Like a good marriage to me is one where you still have your freedom. Like Richard really let me be who I was and go off and do what I wanted to do. Yeah. And he can my dreams and he enjoys all my stories. And so that was like a very happy time. Cause I really, to tell you the truth, after I got divorced the first time, Hannah was quite young. And I was like, I just don't want to do this with Hannah Young. It's too difficult with the young child. Maneuver her and then be that person with the guy and then try to be that person with the guy with Hannah. Then how's that look going to sound? So I was like, I'm not going to do it until she's older.
Yeah. So no, I totally understand that.
That marriage with Richard, because he just kept ticking the marks. I would say, listen, Richard, I don't let anyone sleep over at my house until, you know, I really.
You said that in your book. And even if you went on vacation, you would sleep with Hannah and see he'd sleep in another. That's an understanding, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was, not only was he not weird about it, he was like, fine. He acted like it was nothing.
He respected you enough to be okay with that.
You know what you said? I said, you know, why were you so good about it? That he said, because I was playing the long game.
Oh. Yeah. See, what a smart man he was. That's amazing.
He said, I was less interested in sleeping over your house than marrying you. So he said, I was playing the long game.
Wow. How charming he must have been. That's amazing. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. There's a small percentage of women who have two vaginas.
That's not true.
Yes. What would you do with two vaginas?
I'm trying to figure out one. I mean.
Two functioning vaginas? Let's just go back before we answer that. Like two functioning vaginas?
Yes. How handy would that be?
Put that out there, Garcelle. We'll never date again. Because if men find out some women have some two
vaginas. That's right. They're not coming for us.
It's like having a threesome with only one person.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's smart. Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
Second one located. I'm curious.
Between the other one and the hole? I don't know.
Oh, that's cramped.
Wow. I am still trying to figure out from Potomac when they were the woman that couldn't figure out the vagina versus the clitoris and then talked about the flappy clitoris. I was like, I had to take a mirror down there and make sure mine wasn't waving back at me.
We're supposed to look at it. That was good. You're supposed to look at it and see what it looks like.
Two vaginas are being left, right, left, left, Twix, right, Twix. Yeah?
What?
Yeah, it's official. Where Twix comes in a package of two.
And oh, my God, Nicole. So I researched this. Top cities to be cheated on. Do you want to hear this?
Yes.
Miami, Orlando, Las Vegas, Atlanta, and Cincinnati.
I get Miami.
Yeah,
I do too.
I get Las Vegas. I get even Atlanta, very sexy town. Yeah. Cincinnati?
I know.
I don't get it.
Who's cheating over there?
Extraordinary amount of strip clubs there or something that we don't know about?
Dorinda, have you been cheated on?
Have I been? Well, not that I know of. Wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare.
They're right. They wouldn't dare. You know what? It's interesting.
You know why? Not out of fear of anything, because I'll tell you something. If someone cheated on me, it's not even that I would blow up. I'd do the opposite. I'm very funny with when people are disloyal. I just become not interested.
Cut them off.
When I am yelling at you and I am engaging in you, I'm still interested in you.
That's really good. Nicole, I know you've been cheated on. What's the best way to bounce back from that? Is it to get under someone else, as they say?
For me, the best way to bounce back was to live my best life.
You're correct. You know?
Ignore them. Like, and I'm much like you, Dorinda. I ignore them. Once, I mean, if I'm fighting with you, I, like you said, I still care. If I don't care what you do, Houston, we have a problem. Yeah. We're done. We're done.
You're dead to me.
I do a thing. If someone really bothers me and they very hurt my feelings, I pretend they died. I'm like, I'm sorry. They're so sorry.
I love that. You're like, oh my God, may God rest their soul. Do you have a ceremony or you just, you're done?
You're
done. No, I just take them out of my contacts. And I'm like, I just mentally get in that space. Not only do we not talk, but we can't talk.
Is that even if you break up in a good way? Because there's different types of breakups. No.
I keep all my exes. In fact, I saw John for dinner the other night for his birthday.
You did? How was that?
I said it on the show. I said, you always have a seat at my table. If I'm invested in someone, I get along really well with my first husband. He was at my husband's funeral. He was there the day he died.
Wow.
I'm so lucky because I don't have a lot of friends, but I have very long-term friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like Ramona, I don't have 50, 60 friends. And I don't actually, as social as I am...
The shade.
I love that you threw the shade right there. She's not dead to you?
I just think that, you know, once they're in your life, I kind of keep them in my life. And yeah. I have that in all these different chapters. Like even I talk about June in the book. She's been my friend since I was in college. We don't see each other a lot, but we can always pick up where we left off.
Yeah. I always say that you have friends that are your front row, you know, people that no matter how long you haven't seen them, but you know they have your back no matter what.
Correct.
Yeah.
That really came during COVID. You certainly, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I even got more intolerant. I'm like, I don't know why this person's in my life. We really don't think alike. We're not aligned anymore.
Yeah. How is life after Bravo? I saw Denise Richards the other day. She looks happier and younger. How's life treating you? You look great.
I was lucky because it was COVID. So I felt like the whole world was on break. So I wasn't missing out on anything.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
And
then I started writing the book right away. And then I did a bourbon, a Bluestone Matter bourbon, which is the one I'm drinking.
Oh, wait. Is that your brand?
Yeah, look, Bluestone Matter bourbon.
Oh, I love it. I love that bottle. That's sexy.
It's very Bluestone Matter, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
And then I kind of, I do what I always do in transitions. I throw myself into other stuff.
So smart.
My friend Mona said to me, you know what you should do is take a month off and just do you. And I was like, that's not going to be good for me because idleness is for the devil with me. I just, idle hands don't work for me. Mm. So I, right away, I was like, okay, let's write this book. Let's do the bourbon. I did. And I was lucky enough to get a partnership with Nutrisystem.
Oh.
And I did. Yeah. I'm an ambassador with Marie Osmond. And God knows I love Marie Osmond.
That's amazing. She's an icon, as you are.
She is the nicest person ever. We had so much in common until she said she's never had a drink in her life. I'm like, cut.
As you're sipping on your bourbon.
I was like, yeah. I was like,
wow. So would you ever go back to the show if Andy Cohen called?
It's the type of thing, Garcelle, and you know, when you're in it, it seems like you could never be out of it. And when you're out of it, you don't know if you could be back in it. But if he called, I would consider it. You never say never. It's a funny thing. Unless you had done it and unless you're part of that Bravo family, it sticks with you forever. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like the mafia. You know, once you're in, you can't get out. Watch What Happens Live the other night. And I was really nervous. Like, I'm thinking, maybe I don't have it anymore. Like, maybe I'm not that person anymore.
Get out of here.
And as soon as I got on the stage, and as soon as you see the audience, and you see all the stuff, and you see Andy, it all floods back to you. You know, that Bravo adrenaline.
Yeah, totally. Going back to your book, one of the things that you said, if you want steak, get steak. You can't get a hamburger and expect it to be steak. That resonated with me so much because I just feel like so many times as women or whatever time in your life, you tend to go, should I just settle for a hamburger? But I really want steak.
Yes. Well, my mother always said, make sure you know what you're planting in your garden because it comes up. So if you're planting tulips and you wanted roses, don't be upset, you know? And I wasn't good at that as a younger woman. I danced around, I'm not sure. I know what I want, but I don't think I'm worthy of asking. And And I think that's the beauty with getting older as a woman and having experiences and going through things where you grow and get bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
You get clarity about what you want and you're not ashamed of it. I'm not shameful to say I'm tired. I'm not shameful to say I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't lie about it anymore. I used to be like, oh my God, I can't come tonight. I broke my arm and my house is on fire. And, you know, you know, it's like relative died. You use that for like 6 months.
Right.
I really don't want to go. I'm not.
That is so good. That is so good. I'm getting there. I feel like for me, I always like, you know, I'll say, yeah, I'm sure I'll go. And then when it comes time to it, I'm like, why did I say yes?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's really, really good. So Nicole, you're writing two books.
On the tail end of writing one. No, but it, like you said, Dorinda, when I'm writing, I have to isolate myself and just sit down and write because it's like, any little distraction and I'm like, oh, like Garcelle, let's go home goods. Let's go here. Let's go there. Like I can find a reason to get up from my computer. So that's why I have to shut down and just write because it is, it's a daunting task. So you just have to take it word by word.
I found it like, I'd be like, I had to set a schedule and the, it would, lunchtime would go off at 12. My thing would ring. I'd run down to lunch. I'd do stuff and then go back off to go back up. And I used to say to Hannah, lunch break is over. She goes, this is not real, Mom. You're not on a job. You're just going to talk.
Hannah sounds very smart. How old is Hannah now?
27.
Oh, that's and she's awesome.
Good for, she helped me so much with the book because she's a writer. And she's classics major. And she just writes and reads and reads and writes and writes. I mean, she is the fact that God put Hannah with me is very amazing because she doesn't like to go out. She doesn't like to drink. All she does is read, write, study. She called me the other day. She said, oh my God, I'm so excited. One of my professors said that I can study these 800 BC coins. And I'm really excited because I just found a heroine. I really much of this. And then I saw the fig leaf. I'm like, I need to go because I don't know.
Who is this girl?
And she looks like a supermodel. She's like 6 feet tall. Oh. She's applying for the Rhodes Scholar. She was nominated to be a Rhodes Scholar. So,
God, Dorinda. She's amazing.
Hannah said, how would you describe me in the book? I said, you're a solid citizen. She goes, really? That's it?
That's kind of boring. Now, what would you tell her of a mistake that you made that you wouldn't want her to do?
That's interesting. And I think she's much more ahead of that than I was, is to not be so fearful and have more confidence in yourself and don't, you know, look to others' approval to, you know, go with your gut. Go, like my intuition was so good as a young person and sometimes I didn't follow it. And to this day, something just happened recently and I knew that it wasn't right and I still did it. When you don't follow your intuition, women are gifted with very good intuition.
I agree.
Have it. And when they don't follow it and they don't listen, it doesn't work out. I would love for her to listen to her intuition.
Nicole, please speak on this because she has a great phrase that says, go ahead.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. I just told Garcelle the other day. It's just like you say something and I believe it, but you have to believe it because you already know it. That's why you're saying it. Now you have to actually dial in and believe it. It's not that we don't have these thoughts or these inclinations. We have them. It's just believing them and
trusting.
Trusting.
Exactly.
You got to trust yourself.
I would, if I were to talk to a younger Dorinda, I'd say, you know, don't be afraid. You're smart.
Yeah.
You're strong. You have a good family. You have a strong foundation. You're good in the world. You know, you can do this and it's hard. And I think Hannah's evolved on that because I sort of made it clear. And also too, Hannah has a great string of women in her life. Me, which I hope she thinks I'm great. My mother, like she has a very strong, a maternal invisible string that's very strong.
That's great. That's great. Can we gossip a little bit? We were, you know how I was talking about my exes, Bennifer getting back together. What do you guys think of that? I don't know. I feel like he's the one that got away from her. Yeah. That's why she went back so quick.
I don't think she ever got over him.
I do too.
Can I tell you something? Look at her look at the way she moves now and the way she's dressing and the way her face looks. It looks much more relaxed.
Yes. She's wearing khakis.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Les Versace wore khakis. More chinos.
I know, but I just want her to take a break. We were just talking about it's okay to be alone. It's okay to be alone.
It is okay to be alone.
5 minutes. I don't know.
I think in this case, this was one of those ones that was just waiting to happen again. I don't think he ever really got over it.
I agree. And listen, poor A-Rod, he'll be fine.
She looks so happy with it.
She does. And I love that she's more casual because I think the first time when they got together, he sort of was dressing up to fit her. Yeah. And now I feel like she's dressing down to fit him because he's, you know, he's a Boston kid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the bedroom. What's your go-to move in the bedroom, Nicole? Falling asleep?
Stay awake. Okay, listen. Remember, you guys get it on a periodic basis. I have to perform on demand. Like, I literally got to remember to stay awake. I'm just saying.
Oh, do you have a go-to move, Dorinda?
Yes, I do. Liquor, low lighting, and then... And undergarments.
Yes.
Undergarments.
Spanx without them looking like they're Spanx.
Give them a couple drinks, lower the lights, talk to the voice, and you're done in 10 minutes.
I love it. Guys, you know this podcast is all things sexy, right? And you know what's really sexy? Clear skin. I'm obsessed with my skin. That's why I'm excited to partner with this episode's sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/Garcelle when you use our code Garcelle. Now, this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Garcelle and click Begin Visit. Then use our code Garcelle at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/Garcelle and use that code Garcelle to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Dorinda, are you into apps? Would you go on a dating app?
I'm actually on The League right now.
What's The League?
The League is like, it's like a membership dating app and it sort of sources people and men that they of your like, and it's a little bit more, you know, I don't know. It's a dating app. It's the first one I've been on. I really don't know that much about it. One of my friends went on it and said it was great.
And oh, awesome.
It's a great way to dabble into talking to people. And I actually have a date next week.
Oh, you do? How exciting. What does he look like? Describe him.
Oh, he's actually very good looking. He's Indian. He's got that hair that goes back, that mop of hair.
Ooh.
Beautiful teeth and really nice eyes. Nice. And very kind of like... He seems like, I talked to him on the phone, he just has a nice vibe.
I love that.
Well traveled, sounds kind. Yeah. You know,
kindness is huge.
Kindness
right?
Is everything.
Kindness is huge.
No, but he just had a very calming kind of voice. Yes, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. Now, do you feel like, let's say if you went back to the show, would you want a date on the show? Because I'm kind of happy that I'm single and on Housewives.
I think that's difficult.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think it's very difficult. And the women that do it, bravo to them, because like Kyle and her husband,
Maurizio,
you know, and things, that's, they handle it very well, but they have such a, I think they've known each other for so long, you know, that too deeply bonded to ever break.
Yeah.
But I think for a new relationship and stuff, you know, it's such a world. I love the fact that when I said to this guy the other night, he wanted to go out Tuesday night. I said, I can't. I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live. He said, what's that?
Oh, isn't that refreshing? Yeah, yes.
It is. You all need that. I agree. You know, I told you that, Garcelle. You need that.
Yeah.
You need that.
I get a little weary of men that like the TV too much.
Yes. I totally get it. I want to ask you guys a high school stereotype. If you guys could be a cheerleader, a principal, a nerd, who would you be?
A cheerleader.
Oh my God. Yes to the cheerleader and yes to the principal, because you're a bossy, Nicole.
I am a cheerleader. I do aerobics, for God's sakes.
You do?
You see me do aerobics. I bought aerobics too. That's what Kevin paid for my extra rent in New York.
You made that much money to pay rent in New York?
No, I used to work at Liz Claiborne during the week. And on the weekends, I worked at this place called the Vertical Club and taught aerobics.
Wow. So definitely a cheerleader. I'd be a cheerleader too, for sure. I was a cheerleader. Ladies, I'm going to go to a Twitter question. So Chunky Meatball asks, I just found out my girlfriend was known as a chubby chaser. I am thin. Should I be worried?
No.
I love your voice.
I'd say beware if she starts to like overfeed him.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you know.
I like sort of a chubbier man too.
You
like,
do?
And Richard wasn't at all. So it's funny because I like them both. But I tend to a sort of bigger guy. I like that.
Now, is it because you don't have to work out because they're chubby? Is that like, you know what I mean?
You know what I really think it is? I had a moment with John when I was dating John. Mm-hmm. I had a really ethnically Italian grandfather. He was big and he was this and he had on the, you know, he was kind of like a little bit of a, he reminded me of kind of a mafia guy, and he would come in with food and the black books. And one day I was looking at John, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sleeping with my grandfather.
Oh!
Because he looks like, because my grandfather was big. And like,
that's hilarious.
Like, you know, all my ethnicness coming back.
Wow. Yeah. That's.
He was bigger than life to me.
Oh.
I mean, he was the guy who pulled the fur coat out of the back of a car. I thought that was everything.
Wow.
I got a present for you. And the back of the trunk came up and come first. I was like, what's going on?
Oh my goodness. You have such great stories. Is there another book in you after this one?
I don't know. I would love to do a cookbook.
Oh.
I think a cookbook's less isolating.
Yes. You can have people over to come and taste the food. Yes, for sure. Ladies, this is my favorite part of the podcast. This is where you get to highlight someone who made you laugh, who inspired you, and we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So, Nicole, who would you like to go to bed with?
Allison Felix.
Oh, okay.
Yep. She's doing it on and off the track. On the track, I mean, look at all she's done. But off the track, how she supports women and mothers and you know, child care, her initiative. So it's amazing. She's amazing.
I agree.
All around amazing.
I agree. Dorinda, who would you like to go to bed with?
I absolutely love Sarah Paulson.
Me too.
So much. I think she's such a great woman and actor and thinker and advocate. And she's just interesting.
I agree.
You could just see yourself sitting with her and learning so much and having fun. Like, yeah. She's a mover and shaker to me.
She's so good. Yeah. She's so good at what she does. I'm going to go to bed with the new billionaire, Rihanna. Rihanna is a billionaire now. She has gone from music to, you know, being an amazing entrepreneur. She has a diamond ball every year that they raise, I mean, millions of dollars for charity. And also, she is, you know, a badass chick. So, hats off to Rihanna.
I was thinking about that with Rihanna the other day, and I actually thought it with Kim Kardashian too. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world now where women are billionaires?
Yes.
I don't think growing up I ever heard that.
Neither have I.
Billionaire is a movement. You can affect real change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, Jeff Bezos awarded Van Jones with $100 million to give out to different communities that he feels, you know, it can do some good. I mean, amazing. Really amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. I had a ball. Thank you so much. I want to know, what do you want to promote? Where can people find you?
Where books are sold.
Yes.
And I did my audio and my voice. So
That's even better. Tell people your handle and
Twitter, Instagram. My book is Make It Nice, and let's pray it does well, and let's pray we have a great year, and stay blessed.
Stay blessed, stay safe. Okay, Nicole, where can people follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at SmithN1010.
SmithN1010. I love it. So guys, I have some news. This will be our last recording of Going to Bed with Garcelle, the podcast. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, how grateful me and my producing partner, Lisa L. Wilson, are for you guys coming along on this ride with us. We really enjoyed it. We love that people joined in on this little podcast that could and made it so amazing. And to the entire team, from MGM to Cindy to Taz to Barry Posnick, there's so many people that I want to thank, and we couldn't have done it without you guys, and especially to the listeners. So Going to Bed with Garcelle is not gone forever. We may see you in another format, but until then, thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle and on my Twitter at Garcelle B. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Audio Up, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Audio Up. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers, Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Sam Winter, and Crystal Liney. Co-executive producers, Cindy Levinson, Emu Zhu, associate producer, Taz Beckford. Music from Extreme Music. The show was edited and mixed by Jeremiah Zimmerman.